esta canción que llega desde España. Esto es Fito y los Fitipaldis. Y agradecer a www.citr.ca que nos retransmite en la internet.
Hasta la canción, la que nunca te escribí. Tal vez te alegre el corazón, no hay más motivo ni razón que me acordé de ti. Hacia dónde y yo solo me perdí. Hay un niño que se esconde siempre detrás de mí.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9, coming to you live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We would like to take this moment to thank them for housing us here at CITR. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. With your host, Nico McEwen. Hey there, everybody. We are back here with another episode of Finding the Funny, and today's episode is binge-watch comedy. That's right, it is the year 2017, and if you haven't binge-watched a series, then you're probably not an owner of Netflix. That's right, Netflix is the platform that made popular binge-watching, and I'm going to talk about popular sitcoms and comedy shows for binge-watching and why they fit the binge-watch format so well. First off, in order for a show to be binge-watch-worthy, it has to exceed a certain number of episodes, otherwise you're just watching a show, and you happen to watch it fast, but it's not very long. I'd say, in order for it to be a legitimate binge watch, it has to at least be four seasons. I'll say four seasons for a show to really be a binge watch, just because I think if you're binge watching two seasons of a TV show, especially under the restrictions that I'm going to create for this episode of Binge Watch Comedy here on Finding the Funny, then it's just not going to work with any less than four seasons, because it'll be too short. For binge-watch comedy, you have to follow typical sitcom format, just because comedies can't be too long, otherwise people will get tired of the quick punches and numerous amounts of jokes. So I'd say any binge-watch comedy shouldn't be more than 25 to 30 minutes. So that rules out great TV shows such as Gilmore Girls, which is a 45-minute runtime. Now, I know a lot of you are probably saying, well, Nico, that's incorrect. You can binge-watch amazing shows like Game of Thrones. I agree. I know Game of Thrones is probably the number one binge-watch show in the world right now, but I'm only including comedies, and I would not qualify Game of Thrones as a comedy, even though it obviously does have funny bits. This is binge-watch comedy. The first show I ever actually binge-watched was an accident. I was in an airport in Prague, spending an overnight layover, so I believe it was a total of 14 hours, my layover, and in that 14 hours, I can say confidently, I believe 10 hours were spent watching Rick and Morty on Netflix in Prague, and what a binge-watch show it is, because it's 22 minutes, it's a lot of quick jokes, and it's extremely diverse content. They literally do extremely different things episode to episode, which is one thing that makes a great binge watch, is the fact that each episode can be entirely different. Another show created by the amazing Dan Harmon is Community, another show I have binge watched entirely. They only have four seasons on Netflix, but that does suffice for my criteria of a binge watch. So for the first clip of the episode, we are going to listen to Community.
Why am I crying? Would I accidentally listen to Come Sail Away by Styx again?
Captain Barnes, we should probably set sail while the wind is still in our favor, don't you think?
Engage.
A gathering of angels appearing above my head.
Now, Troy, I know it's going to be difficult for you to interact with me.
No, that was the original, Troy. I'm his clone. Let's get the light out, Bert.
Aye, aye, sir.
This better not awaken anything in me.
Do you believe in soulmates?
So, who wants to be in a psych experiment?
Hey, guys. Annie is talking about some kind of experiment.
She's behind you. Not interested.
Please, you get paid.
Do they do stuff to your butt?
No.
Do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
No.
It's fine. I'll do it. I'm in.
No, Annie! What is going on in there? Why? What is taking so long? I wasted all day caring for you. The Soul Train Awards were tonight. You promised Bust.
It's announcement number one. All announcements will be cool starting right now.
Announcement number two. Butt Soup.
For Greendale Campus TV, I'm Abed Nadir.
And I'm Troy Butt Soup Barnes.
What?
What? That's my name.
We really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, sure.
And 3, 2, 1. Troy and Abbott in the morning. And we're back with Greendale's resident animal expert, Starburns.
My name's Alex.
Starburns joins us with his pet turtle, Shelly. Now, I understand Shelly can eat over 5 mice a day.
That's impressive.
Turtles don't eat mice.
What do they eat?
I don't know. Pellets? I have no idea.
That's disappointing.
That's not good.
Look, what is going on here? I was studying for my econ midterm. You guys walk in, you hand me this turtle, and then you tell me to smile for the folks at home. What folks at home?
Oh. Okay, so it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
Ooh, my name's Jeff Winger. Ooh.
Hey, I'm Jeff Winger. I'm so tall.
This watch is expensive.
Muscles are everywhere.
Oh, that was really funny. Guys, what's going on? Where are the cameras?
Oh, we're not filming this.
Now, who'd want to watch this?
Oh, guys, it's 6 a.m. Jeez.
We're not going to have him back.
Troy and Abed in
no!
the... Troy and Abed in stop motion. Troy and Abed's new apartment.
Hi!
Evil Troy and evil Abed.
Well, that should do it.
Yeah. My God, isn't tonight Shirley's wedding rehearsal? Look at how we're dressed.
Yes, this simply won't do. Let's change into something appropriate for the occasion and be on our way.
I agree. Troy and Abed being normal.
Troy and Abed in the morning.
Welcome back, all you night owls.
Troy, why don't we open up the phone lines?
Talk to us, lonely hearts.
We got Jeff W. calling.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
Who is this?
Great question, we're us.
You guys, it's 3 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. Why don't you stay on the line and we'll get your information?
Yeah, we'll get you the help you need.
Our next caller is Annie E. What's on your mind tonight, Annie?
Hey, guys, long time, first time, love the show.
Appreciate you. How can we help?
Well, Jackson Jills, that's about all the time we have tonight.
Yeah, until next time, may your dreams be sweet and your nightmares be spooky, monster scary, and not Grandma Died Scary.
Troy and Abed in the morning. Nice.
Troy and Abed in the morning. Welcome back. We've got a jam-packed show, so let's get started.
Today, as always, we'll be visited once again by Greendale's King and Supreme Lord Master, Dean Chang.
Looks like he'll be talking about squash this time.
Oh, I'm super excited for that, and not only because it's mandatory.
But first, we'll take a spin around the timeline map and find out what's happening in the universes that parallel ours.
Thanks, Us. I'm standing here in Timeline 5 where things are pretty much normal.
Normal? Troy, people are on fire in Nairobi. You call that normal? I've become much more conscious of world issues since Troy and I decided to give our baby an African name. Isn't that right, Chewbacca?
It means he who hunts bounties. Back to you.
That's nothing compared to the fire in our studio audience.
Hey, idiots! How many times have I told you the show doesn't really exist? No one's watching.
Good Lord, we know.
Yeah, we're just messing around. See you at lunch, Evil Jeff.
See you at lunch.
Troy and Abed in the morning.
Abed, you were by the coffin for a long time. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Although... Troy and Abed are in mourning.
Will you guys please stop doing that?
I can't believe you did it during your eulogy. So uncomfortable.
I don't think the audience got that we were singing mourning with a U.
You were singing mourning with a U? Oh, no.
This is really nice of you. The memo says 4 dreams.
Just a non-violent verbal reminder, the local shelter is having a puppy parade this afternoon.
Aww.
Oh, I want to lick it. I want to bathe in manhood.
Aww. Aww.
Guys.
Oh. Here's Ben dressed like a dragon.
Aww.
Here's me and Abed dressed as Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy.
Aww. Who's Nick Nolte?
Aww.
Aww. I'm a good dean.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Ding 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 ding.
What's Dean got to do with it?
Homie, don't Dean this.
Welcome to Deandale Community College, Dean. I'm a silly goose. Honk, honk. Deanily do. Look at me.
Stop.
This is my sister's
Jeffrey,
outfit.
Stop.
You've hit gold. Save some for the screen.
And action. Why go Greendale? Just because. Just Dean it. Dean machine. Got Dean, got much, much got.
And cut. Ah, a star is born.
It's not easy being Dean, Jeffrey.
Then stop being the Dean.
It's my whole identity. I mean, well, see what I did there? That's proof.
I gotta do the honest thing and just ask. Is there any room in this pocket for a little spare Chang? It's time to Chang your point of view.
It's not even clever. You keep using it as the word change.
I mean, between you and me, I don't chang a lot of chicks. Are you ignoring me because I'm Korean?
You're Chinese.
Oh, there's a difference?
Shawangya. Come on.
This is Korean.
Okay, what am I?
Chinese.
Okay, I swear to God, I feel Korean. You pronounce bagel.
I don't.
Come on.
Bagel.
Ugh, you're the worst.
You're the worst. Okay, she is just saying that to fit in.
You're the worst.
Get off the stage and never sing again! You are the worst!
Hey!
You do not get to call Britta the worst.
Almost Britta'd our goodbye, huh? I'm the worst.
You're the best, and I love you.
Reformed Neo-Buddhism is not a cult. It is a new way of looking at the world, emphasizing empowerment.
Like a video game?
Yes, Troy, very much like a video game. You gain levels, and at a certain point, you actually can eat a ghost.
What? I want to eat a ghost.
No, no. Do not let him pollute your brain with this crap, Troy.
Still don't fully understand the Laser Lotus theology. So Pierce's body is in the coffin, and we buried it. But this Energon pod contains his life vapor?
Yeah. It's all right here in this incredibly persuasive literature they passed out. Once you reach level 16, you can see the color blurple.
For all the ridiculous cartoon nonsense, if there is a blurple, the Lord keeps it hidden for a reason.
Oh! Oh, we're losing Pierce! Everyone, quickly!
Oh!
What?
Someone get a balloon!
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was Community. That was some clips of running gags and callbacks throughout. I hope you all enjoyed it. Community is just such a good binge watch, and one of the reasons is because of running gags and callbacks. I think this is really important in a binge watch because it's one of the nice aspects when you're watching it all throughout is that you get to go, oh, they just did that a few episodes ago. Whereas if you don't binge watch, you aren't able to get the callbacks as much, or at least sometimes you might miss them because you haven't seen it in a couple weeks. One of my favorite things to do when I'm writing is try to think of moments in the script where I can incorporate something that I know will play a part later down the line. This is always an audience favorite because, one, if they catch it and they think, hey, that feels relevant, but I'm not sure why, then they get to feel like they had some sort of sixth sense when it does come into play, which is a really cool feeling as an audience member. As well, it just is one of those things where a certain skill seems to be applied in order to do that, just because it's planning, and a lot of writers are able to think ahead, but it's the kind of thing where the audience goes, oh wow, that was genius. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. Today's episode is all about binge-watch comedies, and if you want to let us know your thoughts, all you have to do is contact us on Twitter at FindingTheFunny. Twitter handle is also at OneManOneShow. You'll see the Finding the Funny logo as well as our write-up about being an awesome CITR radio show. So this episode of Binge Watch Comedy has somewhat been revolving around producer and creator Dan Harmon and his ability to create perfect binge watch comedies. And that's because of the general rules that I have been applying to the binge watch format that he uses so well. I played Community earlier in the episode, and now I'll be playing clips from Rick and Morty. For any of you that don't know Rick and Morty, I don't believe it's on Canadian Netflix, although it is attainable in other fashions. I saw it myself in Europe on Netflix, and again, it just uses the abilities of characters in totally random settings, and that keeps every episode fresh, every episode new. And with the running gags and such, it just makes it a perfect binge watch, because it's not like you feel like you're watching the same thing over and over again, like is probably the case with a lot of crime shows, for example. I wouldn't say crime shows are great binge watches, because they follow the same format, and it's roughly the same thing. Here's what happened. Let's try to find out. We found out. Whereas shows like Rick and Morty, one episode they go to space and they fight things. The next episode he's in a classroom and he's lost in the halls. I don't know. Those aren't exact examples, but it's exactly what I'm trying to say about the randomness that makes a good binge watch. This is often the case as to why animated shows are great binge watches, because typically they have a lot more freedom to put their characters in absurd circumstances. This is a friendly reminder that we here at CITR believe in playing content with cultural and artistic merit, and it may be offensive to some listeners. If this is the case for you or anyone around you, please tune out and tune back in to a later program. Thank you.
You can't blow up humanity!
I get what you're trying to say, Morty. Listen, I'm not... You don't gotta worry about me trying to fool around with Jessica or mess around with Jessica or anything. I'm not that kind of guy, Morty.
What are you talking about, Rick?
You don't have to worry about me getting with Jessica or anything. She's all for you, Morty.
I don't care about Jessica.
It's Dimension 35C, and it's got the perfect climate conditions for a special type of tree, Morty. It's got no charge left, Morty. It's got no charge left.
What?
It's as good as garbage, Morty. It's not gonna work anymore, Morty.
Oh, jeez, Rick, that's not good. What are we gonna do? I have to be back in school right now. How are we gonna get back?
It's like I'm trying to eat a flim flam. It's like that's what we eat.
It's a device, Morty, that when you put it in your ear, you can enter people's dreams, Morty. It's just like that movie that you keep crowing about.
You talking about Inception?
That's right, Morty. This is gonna be a lot like that, except, you know, it's gonna maybe make sense.
Come on, old man, little boy. Let's make an intergenerational sandwich.
Oh my God, put some clothes on, for the love of God.
Jeez,
this is disgusting.
I can't
I swear to God, I'm gonna puke.
Buckle up, bitch!
Man, he sure says bitch a lot!
You can run, but you can't hide, bitch!
Well, at least I didn't really crap my pants.
No, that happened before you went to sleep, Morty. You're sleeping in your crap right now. Out of all the things that happened to you, that was the only real thing that, you know, is that you crapped your pants. I mean, it's a mess out there. I got some on my hands, Morty, and then I got it on the Dream Inceptor, and a piece fell in my mouth.
Oh, man, geez, seriously?
To hell with my kingdom, Bean Counter. I would trade it all for my human's health and happiness.
Do you think they would have done this for us?
We are not them. We are not them.
Calm down, Jerry. This is Reuben, an old friend.
Pearl Harbor.
I don't get it.
Really?
Just hold your breath until the process is over or your lungs will collapse.
What process?
Hey, Dad, where's Morty?
He's busy. It's a bunch of pirates running around a pancreas. We don't whitewash it either, Morty. I mean, the pirates are really rapey.
You can put your fingers wherever you want.
Morty, you want to put it on mute or something? I'm trying to concentrate.
Well, I can see you're busy. Merry Christmas, Rick.
This is just sloppy craftsmanship. Take a shower with me, Morty.
What?
Listen to me, Morty. Get your clothes off. Get in the shower right now, Morty. You gotta trust me, Morty.
Sir, the doctor's appointment to examine the discoloration on your butthole flaps was...
Too loud, Cynthia. Too loud and too specific.
God, Morty, what a boring start to an adventure. Why don't we just go to Kentucky?
It's whimsical and fun.
What are you looking at, mother...
Easy, Rick.
My name is Slippleet Slippery Stair. I'll take you down there for 25 schmeckles.
25 schmeckles? I don't know how much... I don't know what that is. Is that a lot? Is it a little?
Buckle up!
Look, I'm trying to repair a portal gun with a bunch of sex doll parts, and I have to do it one-handed to keep these Belushis from carting you off.
No! Get away from me! Get away from me! There's my precious strawberry snibbles! No! Oh, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! It hurts! My entrails are out! Why would you even want to eat these? They're soaked with my stomach acid! Oh, Jesus Christ, Lord, Savior, and Spirit, save me, take me to the light!
I'm Anson My Eyes Johnson! Everything's black! I can't see a thing, and also I can't feel anything either! Did I mention that?
I don't think you're allowed to say that word, you know?
Morty, I'm not disparaging the differently abled. I'm stating the fact that if I had used this microscope, it would have made me mentally retarded.
Okay, yeah, but I don't think it's about logic, Rick. I think the word has just become a symbolic issue for powerful groups that feel like they're doing the right thing.
Well, that's retarded. To me, this was all just a bit, like when Bugs Bunny f***s with the opera singer for 20 minutes.
And also, knock next time, you know? I mean, I'm sitting in here. I'm 14. I got a computer in here, you know?
Oh, I think I understand.
You know, you're really playing with fire when you burst in here like that, man.
I get it. Say no more.
I mean, one of these days, you know, you're gonna end up seeing something.
I got it.
Bitch, please! You're the only thing you catch there was came out to play. Stay out my way.
Your mom was my Jessica. I remember the first time I saw her. I thought...
I should get her pregnant and then she'll have to marry me.
I beg your pardon, Rick. Inappropriate.
Sorry, please proceed with your story about banging my daughter in high school. Well, Summer, there's always the possibility that she made the whole work thing up. Maybe Davin's digging around in her insides.
Grandpa, so gross. You're talking about my mom.
Well, she's my daughter, Summer. I outrank you.
Wow, I am gonna be honest, listeners. That was not what I remembered necessarily. I did look up a best of clip on YouTube. I did watch a lot of Rick and Morty, and I definitely binge watched it and enjoyed it, and I wanted to use it for this episode because I know it's very popular, especially among college campuses, because of its, I guess you could say, adult content with very simple material, I guess you could say. But in all honesty, after listening to that, I wouldn't necessarily say Rick and Morty is the show I thought it was. And I apologize for any crude humor. You could definitely sense the main thing I was going for. I wanted to address gags, which I did with Community. And for this, I wanted to address randomness, just because I think randomness is a key part of keeping a show interesting during binge watching. Of course, there's dramas that do binge watch, and you mainly want to find out what's happening with the main storyline, which is why you keep watching. I wouldn't say that's the case with comedies. I don't know if I can think of any comedies where the main storyline is what you are keeping going for. Mostly comedies are just a way to either unwind or get some laughs in. And so if you're going to be binge watching a comedy, I wouldn't necessarily say the story is the main aspect. It's mostly just the characters and the jokes. And now another ad from our sponsors.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants! What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR. Don't forget to check us out at Finding the Funny on Twitter and let us know your thoughts. Today's episode was binge watch comedy. I played two of Dan Harmon's creations, one that I still love, which is Community, and one that after listening to some clips, as it's been a long time since I watched it, Rick and Morty, and I'm not so sure if it is the show I once thought it was, but still very funny and definitely makes my points about binge watch comedies. Coming up next here on CITR is Exploding Head Movies. You can join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, and any other cinematic source. That's at 7 p.m. right here on CITR. Thank you to everyone who tuned in today, and as always, keep on laughing. For further tips, please enjoy this YouTube clip from IGN. Eric Goldman on What to Watch, 7 comedy shows to binge watch.
Looking for some laughs? Want to zone out in front of the TV and binge some crackling good comedy? We've got a rundown of some of the best shows currently available for streaming. Not only is Cheers one of the best and brightest comedies of all time, but it managed to survive and thrive after losing one of its co-leads and one half of a very popular on-again, off-again TV couple after Shelley Long left in season 5. Even with her departure, this fantastic Boston Bar set series, starring Ted Danson, Woody Harrelson, Kelsey Grammer, and more, lasted several more seasons, telling one funny story after another about a group of people who never seemed to go home. Originally pitched as a sister series to The Office, and including a similar mockumentary format, the small-town government story of Parks and Recreation really picked up impressive steam and found its creative glory in season 2, in the process becoming one of the most beloved comedies in recent memory. Incredibly funny, but also surprisingly sweet, Parks gave us unforgettable characters and ridiculously great moments.
Why would you do that?
Oh, right, because calories.
The wonderful happy endings may have been canceled too soon, but the show's 3 seasons are ready and waiting for you to stream. Its original concept, 6 friends trying to figure out how to cope when the engaged pair of the group break up, was ditched early on, letting happy endings benefit from a terrific ensemble who are willing to get very goofy in the name of bringing some very big laughs. I'm guessing most of you are familiar with Seinfeld, or at least its most famous episodes, but binging this iconic comedy is fascinating since the show noticeably changes towards the end of season 2, when it morphs from a decent sitcom into the sublimely insane and incredibly quotable show about nothing that helped change the TV landscape. Proving how much fun you can have spending time watching a family who are, for the most part, pretty terrible people, Arrested Development delivered notably smart, multi-layered comedy. It was filled with long-term gags and incredibly impressive and hysterical payoff. This look at the massively dysfunctional Bluth family includes a ton of classic comedy moments, featuring some of the best and boldest TV gags of all time. And if you don't believe me, here's some money. Go see a Star Wars. Seinfeld's co-creator Larry David took his annoyance with and intolerance for the minutiae of everyday life, dialed up the awkwardness, and gave us another amazing comedy series. In Curb Your Enthusiasm, David portrays a semi-fictionalized version of himself as he neurotically navigates through his post-Seinfeld life in LA and somehow manages to escalate every uncomfortable situation imaginable, which is bad for him, but great for us laughing at home. Dan Harmon's Community impressively transformed from a seemingly simple comedy about a community college into a quick-witted, boldly meta series that managed to send up and pay homage to a ton of notable TV and film genres. With a wonderfully talented ensemble cast, there's a ton to enjoy here, as Jeff Winger and his unusual study group explores paintball, musicals, documentary, claymation specials, more paintball, and much, much more.